It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Let's see. Today we have tickets for The Last Ship at Broadway's SF Golden Gate Theater. That's the Sting thing. That's big. Did you do an interview with Sting that we're going to air or something? Or are we having Sting in? Or
yes. We're working on that right now.
Okay.
And we did interview him for his play coming up.
Yeah.
So it should
you
be.
And Hooman, right?
Yes. It was a very short one, though.
It was a long time ago.
It was.
It's been in the works.
It was back when Hooman was here.
Mm. Yeah, I know. Like 5 years ago. I don't even know when that was. And by the way, we have a little swoosh swoosh for you. Ski week on Alice. So through Friday, listen for the cue to call at 9, noon, 3, and 5, and you'll get tickets for Diamond Peak Ski Resort. So be listening. It's taking it to the peaks.
Good one.
Thank you. This Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Broadway SF presents The Last Ship, starring Sting. Coming to the Golden Gate Theater February 20th through March 22nd. The tickets are on sale now at BroadwaySF.com. I think you get tickets for opening night if you win our contest at 8 o'clock. But thank you, The Last Ship, for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash. Hey, everyone. It's time to get excited.
Oh,
good. Vaughn in there? Vaughn. Survivor tonight.
Oh, all right.
Episode 2. Woo! Of course, we won't be talking about it tomorrow. We'll be talking about it on Friday once everyone has had a chance to watch it. So
Thank you. Do your
homework, everyone. Do your homework. Survivor. Winners at War. Jeff Bezos is in the news today. He is worth $129.9 billion. So when he farts, $10 million blows out. That's just how it is. That's nothing. That's like 10 cents to you.
Understood.
Bezos is putting some money toward the effort to fight climate change.
Good.
$10 billion. $10 billion is a lot.
Wait, $10 million or $10 billion?
$10 billion.
Oh, well, that's
sure. It's not 10% of what he has,
but it's considerably more than $10 million.
It is. It is more. And it's funny too because I've read like 3 stories on this. This is the first time I've actually looked at the words. So I guess that. I just had it in my head that he was being cheap, but no, turns out it's $10 billion.
Yeah, I realize there are people out there who are non-believers in the fact that we've got to make changes. I, though, believe we've got to, even if it's just getting to a point where we stop with so much plastic, we recycle better, we do a better job of taking care of the environment, I got to have someone in office that believes in that. I can't. That's me. Just me.
I'm with you. No, it's not just you. I think most people are getting
really
concerned.
No, but I'm not trying to push you guys do you. I'm telling you what's important to me. Mm. That's important to me. So anyone running for office needs to have that be important to them, or I'm not voting for them.
Did you see the story this morning about Starbucks and McDonald's?
No.
They are, and I think it's starting in California. I sent it on that links page. They are going to experiment with reusable cups.
Good.
So you would have to turn them back in, I guess. And there's something about I didn't read the whole story, but it was like, not only are they going to take them back and so reuse them, which is, they say that just the amount of cups that come from fast food and just like to-go stuff is ridiculous.
And think about, you get a to-go cup even if you stay in the store.
Right.
So, you know.
Right.
How about we don't do that? That'll
sure.
Nationally alone, it would make a difference. The world.
Yes.
Anything you're going to have in-house, you get a cup that's we wash.
Right. We wash it and reuse it. And the, it's a huge undertaking for them, but it's got to be done. Like this whole disposable thing is.
Right.
It's not.
There's no such thing.
Working. Right. Anyway, he's launching, Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon, is launching the Bezos Earth Fund, committing $10 billion to start. He's going to issue grants to scientists, activists, and nonprofits starting this summer. I don't know who's getting them, but I'm sure they know. Or maybe are going to start petitioning for it now. There are people whose whole job is to write requests for grants. In an Instagram post, Jeff said, "The Earth is the one thing we all have in common. Let's protect it." There you go. He won't miss it. $10 billion, and it might turn the world around. Who knows? A lot of deaths. I got a bunch of deaths today. of varying degrees of what?
I spent the weekend in the dark. I didn't hear about any deaths.
Well, these aren't ground shaking deaths. One of them is super disturbing. I'll get to that one in a second. First of all, though, Jeanette Dubois from Good Times. She was found dead yesterday. She was 74. No cause of death listed yet. According to reports, she's been in good health recently.
Was that Shirley?
No. Jeanette is most famous for playing the sassy namer Wilona Woods on Good Times. She's been in a bunch of movies. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, Tropic Thunder, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. But this is what she's best known for right here.
She sang this?
That's Jeanette Dubois.
Oh, good for her.
And she co-wrote it. That is the theme song from The Jeffersons. And she also won 2 Emmys for voiceover work on a show called The PJs, which sounds familiar, but
The PJs. Who starred in The PJs?
It was like Eddie Murphy or something. It was like
The
PJs.
Was it Cedric?
Oh, was it?
Who's The PJs?
A big lead. Or cannot turn it back.
I don't see. Michael Paul Chan, Sean Michael Howard.
You're not seeing any big names?
I don't see any big names right off the bat. Loretta Devine.
God, I feel like there was somebody big.
Eddie Murphy's at the bottom.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I knew he was in there.
James Black.
I feel like I know about it because someone came through here promoting it. I don't think I watched it.
But. Yeah, I definitely never watched it, but it sort of rings a bell and I.
All right.
Somehow. Attached to Eddie Murphy. So rest in peace, Jeanette Dubois, and thanks for the great song. What a great song. It's a
good one. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. This is a crazy story. It's Drew Carey adjacent. It's not really about him, but it starts with him taking a break from Price is Right. So Drew Carey has been the host since Bob Barker passed the torch.
He seems to like it.
He does. Yeah, he's having a good time with it. Seems like such a nice guy, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he is.
We've talked to him. Yeah. You don't remember talking to him?
I do. Vaguely.
All right.
I don't remember him being difficult.
No, he was fine.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's something I did over the weekend. I went and saw Greg Proops at the... I forgot all about that.
How do you not have...
It was so long ago.
All you can talk about is your sewing, but you were out late one of the nights watching Proops.
Yeah, so... But... in the Who's Line, I guess they call it Who's Live now. They did it at the Marin Theater. And one of the guys doing the improv with them was Ryan Stiles, who I know from the Drew Carey show.
Oh, he was on
the main show.
Who's Line 2.
Yep.
Right.
So anyway, Drew Carey, that's apropos of nothing, just something I did other than streak.
Was it great?
Be naked. It was really good. The audience, though, oh boy. Like, they kept pulling up just duds from the audience. They had a lot of volunteer opportunities, so people would get up on the stage and just flunk the test.
Oh,
I was
dear.
Just like,
why
oh,
didn't
boy.
You go?
Because I was way in the back. I'm like, oh,
I yikes. Can't believe Greg didn't.
Oh, Greg didn't even know I was there. I didn't tell him I was going.
You went and supported our friend Greg Proops and didn't tell him you were supporting him?
Afterward, I texted him and said, hey, he saw the show tonight. Sorry about the audience.
And what'd he say?
Nothing.
He
didn't text me back. Maybe he was mad that I said that. But yeah, there was some just absolute duds. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, one lady didn't know what a bullhorn was. So when she had to make the bullhorn noise, she goes, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But that even in itself was kind of funny. No, it was a really fun show. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Back to Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah.
This Price
story
is Right. No, this is a crazy story.
All right.
There's a lot to it, so I'll take it slow and we'll... The Price is Right. They've canceled the tapings for this week because Drew Carey's ex-fiance was murdered over the weekend.
And he is a suspect.
He's not a suspect.
What did he do?
He's not a suspect.
What did Drew Carey do to his ex-wife?
Drew Carey did not...
Wait, his ex-fiance?
Ex-fiance. They broke up a while ago.
So she didn't get any of his money?
Oh, no.
Why is he so mad at her?
He's not mad. He's sad that she was murdered. Murdered!
Oh, I got you.
No, no winking.
Well, what are you trying to tell me,
then? Her name was Dr. Amy Hardwick.
Doctor?
She was a pretty well-known therapist, actually, around Hollywood. She was found on the ground under a third-story balcony in her Hollywood Hills home on Saturday.
Oh,
she died at the hospital. No. There
Drew
were signs
pushed
of
her off the
no. Will you stop it? Drew Carey's really not involved in this story, except that he used to be engaged to her and really still likes her. And is
you said
totally...
his name at least 100 times so far. God. What am I supposed to think?
It's not him. I got the guy's name.
You're leading the witness, Your Honor.
Oh. So there were signs of forced entry and a struggle inside the home, and an ex-boyfriend that Amy had been seeing more recently by the name of Gareth Pursehouse is being held right now on $2 million bail. Drew and Amy were together. I guess they went public in June of 2017, but broke up in November of 2018. So it's been a while that they've been apart, but they're obviously still friends and still close. Drew issued a statement saying, Amy and I had a love that people are lucky to have once in a lifetime. She was a positive force in the world, a tireless, unapologetic champion for women, and passionate about her work as a therapist. I'm overcome with grief. So this woman, she was murdered, they say, allegedly, by her ex-boyfriend, who also she was attacked many times over the years by this guy. For a decade, this guy's been torturing her, according to two restraining orders. So she filed for the first one in June of 2011, Gareth Pursehouse. She claims he once pushed her out of a car on the freeway after they had an argument. She also alleged that he physically assaulted her about a month before the car incident, saying he, quote, choked me, suffocated me, pushed me against walls, kicked me, dropped me to the ground with force, slammed my head into the ground, and punched me with a closed fist. This guy is not a good guy, if anyone was wondering if he was good or not. Her injuries included bruising to her neck, back, legs, arms. And at the time, she was granted a temporary restraining order, but the case was dismissed after she failed to appear for a court hearing. So, unfortunately, it sounds like she accepted an apology and let it, because they're even saying, like, leading up to this thing where she just got killed, she was seeing him.
They were back together, or she was not, seeing him as in the restraining order had. I don't get that.
I don't either.
I know there are people, these are happens. Complicated things, and it's not for me to judge, but that's super sad.
About a year after that, the freeway and beat-up incident in 2011, in April of 2012, she again filed for a restraining order claiming that Pursehouse broke into her apartment, smashed 10 picture frames, and texted her, "Things will get worse." The next day, he broke into her building to leave flowers on her door, and again the next day to wait outside her door playing music. He also allegedly sent threatening emails to her friends. This time around, this April 1, the restraining order was granted for 3 years. So that expired in 2015. I'm not sure. I guess in the meantime, she hooked up with Drew Carey and was getting engaged, and then it broke off. And apparently, I don't know. The wording in that first story was that she had been seeing him lately. I don't know if that means she was seeing him hiding behind bushes or actually seeing him going on dates.
I can't find it for sure, but I was looking to see. I feel like he's always announcing some engagement, but apparently he's never been married.
Drew?
Drew Carey.
Has he announced several engagements?
Yes.
Oh, with whom? Anybody recognizable? Or?
No. One of them was a Playboy playmate.
Oh, fun. He loves to love. Well, and he clearly stays close to these people. Like, he's devastated over this. Anyway, Amy, this is this doctor that Drew Carey was engaged to, Dr. Amy Harwick. She was murdered this weekend after cops say that this guy, Pursehouse, attacked her and caused her to fall from a third-story balcony.
And that's what killed her, the fall?
Well, yes.
Okay.
That's what they are assuming, I guess. Cops say there was evidence of forced entry and a struggle inside the home. Detectives say that Amy had recently expressed concerns about her ex-boyfriend causing her harm. He's been arrested for the murder, being held on bail, and see how that shakes out. But
and that's someone who's someone who's a therapist who
right.
should be able to she should be able to recognize the signs of someone who's obsessed or
right and who
anger
knows
management
if
issues or what the deal right. was. Yikes.
I know. 10 years this guy's been torturing her. And another death today. Kelly Nakahara. If you watched MASH religiously, you would know she played Nurse Kelly on MASH the whole time. She was in every episode, apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like
Klinger was a scene stealer, though, so.
I'll send you a picture in just a second. So,
he was a nurse, too, right?
He was. I think so, right?
Klinger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were all medics, right?
Well, no, Radar wasn't a medic. Radar was just the guy who, communications guy.
He was in charge of the radar.
Right.
Kelly died Sunday after a short battle with cancer.
Oh.
I know, cancer. Her family was with her when she died in her home in Pasadena, according to a family member. She went peacefully. She was born in Hawaii and actually moved to San Francisco as a young adult, not to pursue acting, but rather a career in art. Apparently, she's a very talented watercolor artist. She was on MASH for the entire run of the show. She appeared in a bunch of films as well. And here is, she was 72 years old. Here's a picture of her, Nurse Kelly from MASH. She does have, I recognize her face. I don't, I don't really remember her specifically on the show. I don't want to do any more violence stories. The Beavers are looking for a house. That's, I know, fun.
Good for them.
Yeah. Let's talk about Denise Richards and Brandy Glanville. Let's do that. That's fun. That's just a good, solid.
I love the Denise Richards story that she was having a lesbian affair and her husband, or was it her boyfriend?
Her husband.
Her husband finds out because of the show, right?
Because Brandy Glanville decided to tweet about it. I just love that Brandy and Denise are, by the way, Denise totally denies it. It did not happen.
She wasn't having a lesbian affair at all.
She is
Is that, hold on, can I ask you?
Please.
Is that because his reaction was not favorable?
My guess is she's trying to do damage control
right.
at home. Yes. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, if her husband had said, oh, that's really hot, she might have gone, well, yeah, then yes. But instead he went, so you're cheating on me.
Yeah. So Denise Richards is setting the record straight amid rumors that she and her husband, Aaron Vipers, have an open relationship. There's the report that Denise and Brandy Glanville, they are co-stars on Real Housewives. Brandy Glanville is a facelift victim.
Yes.
And Denise Richards has always been beautiful and can't act. The rumor is that they were in a relationship. On Instagram, a fan wrote, so you have an open marriage? And Denise said, we actually don't have an open marriage. And the fan said, my bad, I read somewhere that you did. And Denise said, absolutely not, 100% monogamous to my husband.
Mm.
So this part, let's see. I guess when this whole thing came out, her publicist was the only one who responded and said, it isn't true. She did not do that. Brandy, let's see. Then the Daily Mail said that she walked away from filming the reality show because of Brandy spreading the rumor that they'd had a passionate months-long affair. They say what really happened with Brandy and Denise is going to play out in the season. There's a lot of she said, she said, but it's going to be very dramatic. Of course it will. It's The Real Housewives.
Hey.
By the way, Brandy Glanville, she referenced a report that she was doing Denise Richards. She said she wanted to come up with her tagline. She said, for anyone wanting tagline help, this could work. I might be married to a man, but I'm still allowed to eat pudding. Which is not what she said.
I don't really like pudding, do you?
Sure, pudding. I'll eat pudding.
You do?
Sure, pudding. Butterscotch pudding? Yeah, I'll have that. Chocolate pudding? Sure.
Huh.
Tapioca pudding? No thanks.
All right.
Anyway, besides, she's not talking about pudding. Like, don't worry about pudding. It's not about pudding.
What'd she say?
Something else that starts with a P-U. It's on the bottom.
What?
I don't know. You know what? I can't tell you what it means.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's one of my favorite foods.
It's right. Anyway, time for you to tell me what's coming up in the news. But you're busy looking at that word. Okay, we'll be back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.